Do you know that God wants us? God who made us wants us to walk and talk with Him. God who made us wants to walk and talk with you and with me. Do you know this? If you do not know, you better get this in our mind and our hearts. God wants you to walk and talk with Him. How do I know? All right, turn to Genesis chapter 3. You are now turn to Genesis chapter 5. Just turn to Genesis chapter 3. I just refer you to one verse here. All right, two verses here from verse 8. And they, that's Adam and Eve, heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" This verse itself indicates to us that in those days, when God created Adam and Eve, God was always with them. Before Adam fell, God was always with them, walking in the garden, having fellowship with them, and God was talking to them. Here, after Adam and him sinned, they hid in the trees, and God was in the garden, and God said, God called them, and God said, "Where are you?" So God created you and me because He wants us to walk with Him and talk with Him. This is very important. Sometimes we only think of God as somewhere very far away. That is the concept of people, of humans. That God is somewhere there, and then you pray to God only to bless you only here on this earth. No, that is the wrong concept. But God has revealed to us in His Word that He has created us for His pleasure, that we may walk and talk with Him. All right, I hope this already is registered in our minds and our heart. God wants you to walk with Him and talk with Him. So when was the last time you talked with Him? Maybe this morning, right? Yes, wonderful. When is the last time God talked with you? Oh, don't say never. If you say never, then you have not read the Bible. Because God has given us the Word of God. This is His Word. And if you read the Bible, He talks to you. This morning, we just read Psalm 119 to Psalm 121, verse 8. God was talking to us, you know. And then we prayed. And so the Deacon Charles can't pray. And you will pray silently in your heart. And I prayed. We are talking to God. And God loves it. And you know, God is so pleased with us. Do you know that? How do I know? Here, in God's Word, He was very pleased. We will see later on how God has shown He's very pleased. Therefore, our highest possible happiness and most satisfying sense of achievement, whatever you want to achieve in this world, and then your happiness in this heart here possible as we live through this life here, can only be found in our fellowship with God, our Creator, our Redeemer. As Enoch lived a happy life of walking with God. Now you turn to Genesis chapter 5. Let me read to you this portion. Verses, beginning from verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah, his first son, Methuselah. After 65 years, in those days, they lived long. Verse 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. So he walked with God for 300 years after Methuselah was born and begat sons and daughters. And then verse 23 and say, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, say it again, the thing is mentioned again, that Enoch walked with God, repeated twice, and he was not, for God took him. So Enoch lived a happy life of walking with God. In the Bible, we are encouraged to walk and talk with God. I've earlier said, let me show you. Let me see. See, for example, Noah walked with God. The Bible tells us Noah walked with God. Genesis 6:9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Abraham was instructed by God to walk before him and be blameless. Genesis 17:1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nigh, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Lord God, walk before me, be thou perfect. Walk before me. God desires his people to walk before him. God promised all those who walk. God promised to walk among us. In fact, here in Leviticus chapter 26 verse 12. And I will walk among you and will be your God. And you shall be my people. Are we not the people of God? That God has bought us with his precious blood. And we are together here as a community of Christians called True Life Bible Presbyterian Church. God is in our midst. Right even now here, he is here. He is here. He said it, he promised it, and he is here. The psalmist also promised God. Promises, Psalm 116 verse 9 say, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Paul called the Roman Christians to walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that as like that light as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And so again Paul wrote to the Colossians in Colossians 1:10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Clearly, God shows in his word that we are to walk and talk with him. Oh, embrace this. May this be in your mind, your heart, always to walk with God. As if that you're walking alongside God, you are working with God alongside every moment of your life. Wherever you go, you are walking with God and talking to him, communicating with him. Never, never forget this. Always keep yourself, remind yourself, walking close to God. For God made us for this purpose. So he wants us to walk with him, talk with him, and follow him, to walk in newness of life for his glory, for his honor. And he who walks with God walks in a path of certainty and safety. If you walk with God, you talk with God, you are walking in the path of what? Certainty and safety. Oh, you have many dangers in this world. Many people are against you, this and that. You better walk with God and talk with him. And then your path, your life, the path of life that you walk will be a path of certainty and safety. Those who walk with God walk in a happy road of life, for at the right hand of God there are pleasures and joys evermore. Thou wilt show me the path of life, in the presence is fullness of joy. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. If I walk with God and talk with God, I will surely be happy. Why? Because I know who is beside me. If you walk by my side, you walk and talk with me, maybe at times you may be happy, but many times you'll be disappointed. Because Stephen Koo is nobody. But if you walk and talk with God, your Creator, our Creator, the Almighty, awesome God, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present, nothing is impossible with Him. God says, my hand is not that short that He cannot deliver you. This is the God, and who loves you, who will not spare to give you anything that is good, because He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for you. He spared not His Son. He promised that He will give every good thing to you. This is the God that you are walking with and talking with. Then naturally, straight away, I know this is my God. And you, if you walk with Him, you will experience that relationship. How can you not be happy in your heart, even in the midst of problems and troubles, right? Because when you're in the midst of problems and troubles and you are walking with Him, then you talk to Him, Lord, see this danger is coming. And so help me, Lord, save me. And God will save. That Peter, you see? And Peter said, Lord Jesus, can I come and walk on the water to you? And Jesus Christ said, come. And he came walking after a few steps, and then he looked at all the storms. He got frightened. He went down. What did Peter say? Only just very short. Lord, save me. And the Lord Jesus Christ pulled him up. You walk with God and you talk with Him, the Almighty God, who is your loving Father in heaven, who never said that He doesn't care for you. He said He cares for you. He said He cares for the sparrows. And why not He care for you? Because you're more precious than more valuable than the sparrows. He said He will take care of you. And so in any kind of danger, you cry out to Him, He will help you. Yes, those who walk with God walk in a highway of holiness and beauty that becomes more wonderful as the years go by. So to talk with God, therefore, is to walk in an honorable way. And God has said He will honor those who honor Him. Jesus said that those who do the will of God will be honored by God. So we come to the part of the meaning. What is the meaning to walk with God? The passage we have just read in Genesis regarding Enoch, this text speaks of three things here. The commencement of Noah's walk with God. The continuation of Noah's walk with God. And then the consummation, all right, the three C's that you have, of Enoch's walk with God. The commencement. On the birth of his first child, Methuselah, Enoch walked with God. The birthday of Enoch's first child was also the beginning of a wonderful relationship and fellowship with God. So the text implies that for the first 65 years, when Enoch was born, then later on he lived for 65 years, he lived more or less like an ordinary man, like all those who have come before him. So who are all those who are? Enoch is the seventh from Seth. And as you find that the ones all before him are all mentioned very briefly. You see here, for example, Seth lived for how many years? Lev lived 105 years and then beget Enos. And Seth lived after he beget Enos 807 years and beget sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years and died. And he died. And you go on down further, it's the same. And Enos lived so much, and then all the days of Enos, verse 11, were 905 years, and he died. And all the way so on, down Cainan, and then Mahalalil, and then you have Jared, and then come Jared to Enoch. And then Jared also lived after he had beget, and all the days of Jared was 962 years, and he died. So all those are out. So for the first 65 years, actually, Noah lived a very ordinary life. But at the birth of his first son, Methuselah, it says here, Enoch walked with Wow. Enoch walked with God. That's what the scriptures here says. So what do we mean? What do we mean by the phrase, Enoch walked with God? So there was a dramatic change. At the age of 65, Enoch walked with God. So what does the phrase mean? That's what the phrase means. Enoch walked with God. The expression here is more than just merely walking in fellowship with someone. Just not only fellowship with someone. That you and I have fellowship with God. No, just not that. Walking with God is far more intimate. The phrase is a figure of speech. Walk with God. Suggesting that walking along with God is to walk along God's path. Going in the same direction. To walk with God is go along God's path. Going along with God in the same direction. I don't veer away. You know what? Enoch doesn't veer away and then come back, veer away and come back, and then say, oh, far away, and say, still I have fellowship with God. No, it is walking alongside in the same direction with God. That is the meaning of walking with God. Walking in the same direction. The path, God's path. So if you walk with God, it describes your life of fellowship and obedience with God. A step which is above just mere living. I'm saying that many of us and in the world are only living their life only on this earth. Actually, they are existing. Of course, they have all kinds of names. They are having wonderful things. They achieve this and that. As far as God is concerned, when they reject God and there's no God in their life, in their thinking, in their thoughts, everything, they are just mere living. In fact, that is so. Because at the end of everything, when they amass everything, and they begin to try to enjoy the fruits of your labor, when their legs are weak and there are no more teeth and everything, and they still want to enjoy, and then when they die, or some of them even die prematurely, everything is gone, everything is left here. And then they call that is life, that is living, that is wonderful. No, that is only mere living, existing only, you know. And I hope you and I are not be bought by this kind of philosophy. Oh, we can work hard. It's very good. You work hard. You have this and that. It's very good. But make sure you do this and you walk with God along the same direction as God in obedience with Him to do His will. Then you are one, many steps, I would say, not only a step, many steps above mere living. So do it. Young men especially, you do it. Because when you are older and you don't walk with God, you can see that it is all coming to naught. I know of one person, an elder. I think that I've heard his testimony. Yeah, many years he's a doctor. Very famous doctor, very clever, intelligent man. And then he worked, he has enjoyed his life. And then coming almost toward the evening years of his life, he's still alive, you know, evening years of life, one day he realized that, what is life? He realized that, you see, all the things that he got in this world cannot satisfy, cannot give him peace and joy. And he, of course, he knows that the lifespan of a man here on this earth, given to in the Bible, is what, 70+10. And so he's nearing that. And he knows that any time he can go. So what must I do? And thank God he realized that it's time for him to come back and to walk with God and talk with God. You see? Wonderful. And that transformed and changed his life. Yes. Someone said, or Alan Ross aptly puts it this way as we walk with God. The expression walk with God becomes a common description of the life of fellowship and obedience with the Lord, as if to say that walking with the Lord was a step above mere living. You don't just exist in this world. If we carry on day in, day out, you sleep tomorrow, you get up, what do? You brush your teeth, you take your breakfast, you read your newspaper, you read your Bible, you go to work, wow, happy, you do all your work, lunchtime, you go have your lunch, have your friends, after lunch, you go back and then do a work again, tea time, after 4:30, 5 o'clock, then you go back, alright, you go somewhere, you mooch around here, and then friends, have your dinner, and then I don't want to go back because it's only a small place, up in the air, my little house, HDB flat, full of noise, made full of people. I better stay out there and have more friends, or maybe friends, drink with friends, and all this type of thing. And then you go at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you have your bar, and then you watch TV a bit, and then after that, well, if you're a good Christian, you read the Bible before you go to sleep, and then you sleep. And then tomorrow, do the same thing again. Up to Friday, then Saturday, holiday. What do you do, holiday? Oh, thinking of something going here. Have friends here and there. Sunday, oh, come to church. Also, through the motions, you sit down here, you watch me here, you're looking here, you turn the Bible here, you're listening to me. You say, wow, what's going to be the message today? You got become sermon taster, all of you. Very good. And then you go, oh, very good, very good. Then I ask, you tell me very good, I say, what, tell me one thing good about my sermon. And then you can hear. Maybe you're not listening. And then, okay, let's finish. Come Monday, same thing. First year, second year, third year, 65 years. Mere living. And you do nothing about sharing your gospel. You don't even realize that God has blessed you. And you pray to God because what? Okay, I'm a Christian, I must pray to God. Pastor say I must pray, so I pray. Pastor say I must read the Bible, I read. Did you read? I read. What did you read? What was the meaning of what you just read? I cannot remember. Your life is like that, become like that. It's a routine. That's not what it is. So better walk and talk with God. And by walking and talking with God is literally in obedience with Him. Let us see further. Enoch literally believes that God is. You know why? Because the Bible says that. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. And then alright, even before that, I can read the verse before it. And then what it says there. Alright, 11 verse 6 here. But before that, verse 5. It says here, and by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. In other words, Enoch lived a life walking with God, pleasing God, and it's all what? By faith. Enoch himself did not see God personally, He did not see God. By faith he believed. In other words, look at verse 6. And without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You who believe in God must believe that God is, that God exists, that God is real. So if I walk with God, though I do not see him, I know he is real. He is beside me. He is there. And he is the living God. And I can talk to him. I know he can respond to me. And so he hears. Here, so Noah actually believed that God is. And then we also believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And when Enoch sought God, believing that he is and walk with him, after the first birth of his first child, he dramatically changed and walked with God, believing that God is. That's why you want to walk with him. You don't walk with anybody. Empty space here. You cannot say, I walk with this empty space. No, I walk with God. So he believed that God is, and also he believed that God is the rewarder of him. For he diligently sought God. That is what it means here. So by faith, Enoch believed in the awesome sovereign God of creation, and also the God that was a rewarder. He is the same God who is willing, who is pleased. In fact, God says that he was very pleased with Noah. What about you? Now, first of all, maybe in application, since no Enoch here, there's a dramatic change of the first child. What about you as parents? Because maybe there's a word for us as parents. You all have children, we all have children. And then, what is the best insurance for my children? Or is it to go to school and then attend everything, make sure that you have tuition, even at primary 1, primary 2, primary 3, tuition, primary 6, also go to tuition before. You know, the child before you go, long time ago, when I was a small boy, before I go to primary 1, I don't think I can speak English very well at the time, because our life is full of play only. Nowadays, no, the children, before they go to primary 6, they know so many things already, they can research. You see, suddenly the teachers only, sometimes teachers have big problem, because some, there are differences. So we have all these kind of things. But what is the best insurance for your child? I think the best insurance for our child is that we walk with God and talk with God. And so our children can see that father, mommy and daddy every day walk with God and talk with God. And they talk to God and God talks to them by when he's reading the word. And then they walk with God in their life. That is the best insurance. So that when their children grow up, they also will do the same and walk with God and talk with God. That is the best insurance. I'm not saying that please don't stop all the education for them. No. The point is that when we emphasize the education and everything, all these things, above what we need to do and most important to do, which is the best insurance, is we ourselves have that testimony of our walk and talk with God. That is the best insurance. How do you fare? How do you fare? Are you like that? Or do you care so much for the things of this world that you forget, you really go after the material things in this world? They cannot satisfy you. Nothing wrong with having these things, but when you walk with God and talk with God, you know as God bless you, every good thing that you receive comes from God. And now God will want to use you. If you walk and talk with God, God knows how to bless you. And then because God knows that you will know how to use all these things for His glory, for His honor. Yes, that is it. Walk and talk with God. And maybe because of your life, and this become a glowing witness and testimony. And when others come into contact with you and see the blessings that God has showered upon you by your walking and talking with God, they too will make that decision. I want to follow you. I want to be like you. And so that would be wonderful indeed. Indeed. The second thing about the continuation here, Enoch not only made a wise and good beginning to walk with God, but also followed through 300 years after that. Followed through. So Enoch's walk with God was not an irregular walking. There's intervals in between. No. It was not spasmodic in nature. It was continuous. Good days, bad days, he still walked with God. Days of prosperity and days of depression, he walked with God. Days of ease and days of hardship, he walked with God. And you know, Enoch's life was not easy. Let me tell you why it's not easy. Because the environment at that time. Turn to Jude, the book of Jude. Verse 14 and verse 16. Let me read to you. Turn to the book of Jude. And you can know that in the days of Noah, Noah was not living in a community in which everybody is walking with God. No, what kind of community was that? Let's see. Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied. He was a prophet also of these things. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, to convince that all that are ungodly, made them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking with their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. You see? What kind of society Enoch was in? The one word that keep on repeating it, ungodly, 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 ungodly. And then here Enoch gave a few of those people. In that kind of society, he walked with God. He talked with God. For how many years? 300 years. At the age of 65, he made the decision to walk and talk with God. Walk with God for 300 years in that kind of society. Exactly like today. In the world, the kind of society we have. Do we imbibe the philosophy of this world? You see here, you see, having man's persons in admiration because of advantage, describe even the present world today. Are we drawn by this philosophy? Should we not be like Enoch? Walk continuously with God and talk with Him. So his life was not easy. Don't think that his life was easy. It was not. And so he was so, and God used him, and he preached to them. He preached to them that Christ will come again. And he used this truth that Christ will come again. You better change, you better repent, he told the people in those days. Just as later on Noah did, and Enoch did. Are you not waiting for the second coming of Christ? Do you know not that did not the Lord says that he will come? In fact, this very verse itself in Jude, Christ will come. And if Christ will come, as we said, what will happen? All gone, isn't it? Everything. Everything. Even your spectacle also will drop, will not come with it, you know. Your what false teeth that you have, whatever, is all gone. You will be having a new body completely. Everything, you know, everything that you have amassed here on this earth, that God has blessed you with, and you should know how to use it well. All will be down. Do you have a lot of strings and ropes all tied to all these things? And say, Lord, I don't want to come up. I don't want to come. No. If you are a Christian, when the rapture takes place, that rapture is powerful. When the Lord says, come, all those rope chains are snap, pung, rub, shoo, you go up in the twinkling of an eye. Yes. When you go up, if you are not walking and talking with God, your salvation is intact. You'll be crying, and just many of us will be crying. And I believe that lest you flood heaven, God says he will wipe away all tears. Why did I read Revelation 19? Why did God say wipe away all tears? So I think, yes, because many of us will be crying and crying and crying for the way we live on this earth. Not walking with God, not talking with him, not witnessing him, not obeying him, not doing what he wants us to do. And then we find the reality of everything. God has said it, and maybe don't live by faith. And when you go up, you cry and cry and cry. And God will stop your crying, you know. Of course, God also will bless you. You are okay, you are saved because God has saved you. That God will not always keep his promise. But you will lose your reward. You read in 2 John, you will lose your reward. So walk with God. So Noah found God to be trustworthy and faithful. He fellowshiped with God. He was in agreement with God because you walk with him, you're in agreement with him. He was a friend of God and God was his friend. And he believed God loved him. And he found out by experience that God did love him. You are walking with God. Do you know that God loves you? Have you experienced moments in your life that this thing happened and God loves me? Yesterday I heard a testimony from Jemima. And their present flat in Ghim-moh is going to be developed, and so they all have to shift to another place. And the government is building another, you know, blocks of flats just further down in the road there, Commonwealth. And they all were given, nowadays were given to choose. Right, and then you can go to the internet and then choose. And then so Jemima went to the internet and choose, and then he found one flat on the 40th story, the highest flat, 40th story. And look at everyone, and she thought that this is the best. And hope and pray that she will get this flat. But her turn to come and select is number 169. Wow. The chances is very slim. And so she prayed. And she went. The day she went, and behold, number 169. Yes, I am. And she saw that flat available. Others all taken, and that one available. Nobody, for months, nobody took it. That one's available. And she thanked the Lord. Short of a miracle. Indeed. So she said, and my son also said, this is short of a miracle. This is how God bless us. The goodness of God. Are there moments in your life? Don't tell me you have been a Christian so long, you love the Lord, and God has not blessed you. You cannot even say that God has blessed you. You can't say that. You only know that, I know I'm saved. Jesus Christ died for me, I'm going to heaven. That's all. What about your daily life? Hasn't God blessed you? If you cannot know, then how? You better check again. Have this dramatic change. Enoch at the age of 65, walk with God. So you better walk with God now. So look at it. Enoch, therefore, the consummation. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. That is the consummation. That is the blessing. The crowning blessing. And Enoch's life of faith was thus crowned with glory. He was taken into life, into the life of perfect fellowship above in heaven. And God took him. And then he was, and he is now. Now he is with God in perfect fellowship. His eyes now see Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he sees God, who is the Spirit, the Shekinah glory of God. He is there. Don't you want to be there? My friend Elder Mahadevan is there. He is there. See the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has this fellowship with God. And who are the others with him? Enoch, Seth, Abraham, Paul, Peter. Wow. They're all there. Wonderful. And that is the crowning glory, the reward. Because he wants to walk and talk with God. And in spite of that kind of society he kept, and he witnessed Jesus Christ to them, telling them to repent and change and come and accept God by faith and walk with him and talk with him. And so God rewarded. So you and I have things here. Do you not want to walk and talk with God? And God promised that he will. He said that. And you must believe that God is, and then you believe also that God is a rewarder of those who sought him, or who seek him. If you are seeking him and you want to walk with him, he's going to bless you. And ultimately, completely, the consummation, ultimately, finally, in the final analysis, he will take you to be with him. And so the rapture that will take place, where Christ will take us to be with him, is soon, imminent. Let us not waste our time. So my question is this, or the question for you and me, myself, are you, as I read this there, I studied this one and prepared this message, I ask myself too, am I walking with God? Are you walking with Him? How are you walking with God? Am I walking with God? God is love, we know that God is truth also. Are you walking with Him? Now, I want to turn you to, just to end this one, turn to 2 John. And let me tell you, and then just end with this one, 2 John. And so this end with this passage here in 2 John. Second John, let me be read to you from verse 1. The elder unto the elect lady. And here John, who called himself the elder to the elect lady, to a lady who is a chosen child of God, children, and her children. This is a Christian family. Whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. If you are a Christian, the truth will remain in us, you have the truth, and will dwell in you forever, okay? Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in truth and love. Now look at verse 4. I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth. A good, great testimony of the lady. And her children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. Walking in truth is to walk in obedience. And as Paul, John Luther goes on and said about the commandment, instruction to love one another. So if we walk in truth, and God is truth, Jesus Christ is truth, then we walk in obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Walking with God is to have fellowship with Him, more than just mere fellowship, is to walk in obedience of His word. And God promised that He would bless you. This is the relationship that we and you and I have, that God has made. God has called you to have this relationship with Him. God has called each one of us to have that relationship with Him. Let us not abandon that relationship. Let us not. Let us grasp it. Hold it. Embrace it. Lord, I want to walk with You and have fellowship with You. And God will be pleased with you. And God is going to bless you that you have never expected. And let us not be drawn by the attractions of this world, by the materialistic philosophy of this world. Let us not. I'm not saying that money, as the Bible says, money itself is not wrong, it's the love of money. So let us not be drawn by this materialistic philosophy for the love of all the things in this world and forgetting who God is. For them, they are not Christians. Okay, they have that. But you and I are Christians, bought by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us. How can we ever do things against Him? He loved us. He died for you and me. How can we do things against Him? No. God has called you together here as a church together. Let us lock our arms together, advance His kingdom. Individually, He has blessed us differently, completely differently. All for the advancement of His kingdom. Look at these pews all. They are empty. Why not you? Go and ask your friends. There are friends. You have non-Christian friends, Christian friends too. Call them. Talk to them. Ask them to come. The seventh day is the feast day of the Lord. The first feast day. Every week is a feast day. And feast of the Lord is a feast. Means what? Celebration. It's a day we celebrate. And what do we celebrate? The Lord our God. Who He is. And we are walking with Him, and we are talking with Him. We are listening to His word. His word is spoken here. We are hearing His word. And we call, come. Bring our friends all here. If they are non-Christians, we pray that the hearing of the word will be. In fact, I've seen that really when we do Bible study and with non-Christians. And after some time, begin to realize and understand, and then they accept Christ. Bring them. So just before Sunday comes, Saturday, and you call a friend, please come. If you are driving, you say, I cannot come, I do not know where. Give the person a lift one time. And give the person a lift. A ride. Okay, a ride. To this place. And who knows, he might believe. So I pray that all of us, let us walk with God. It is better to walk with God by faith than to walk in the world by sight. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. Oh Lord, we pray that you would speak to us. May your Spirit, Holy Spirit, Lord, who indwells us, speak to us. Convict us, Lord, of our need to walk with you and talk with you. And may we live our life, Lord, in obedience to all that you have commanded us to do your will, Lord. And you have promised that all of us who seek you, Lord, you will reward us. We thank you, Father. As you have said, if we honor you, you will honor us. And we believe you, Lord, that you are faithful. And so bless everyone here, Lord. And this morning, we will make a commitment, Lord, in our life, from now onwards till the day you call us home, or when Christ returns, that we will walk with you. We pray, we ask, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.